नमो विष्णु पदाय कृष्ण पृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिनि नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादि पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्णस्योच्चै प्रणय वसति प्रेयसीभ्योऽपि राधा कुण्डं चास्या मुनिभिरभितस्तादृगेव व्यदायि यत्प्रेष्टैरप्यलमसुलभं किं पुनर्भक्तिभाजां तत्प्रेमेदं सकृदपि सरस्नाथुराविष्करोति ऑफ द मेनी ऑब्जेक्ट्स ऑफ फेवर्ड डिलाइट एंड ऑफ ऑल द लवेबल डैम्सल्स ऑफ व्रजभूमि Shrimati Radharani is certainly the most treasured object of Krishna's love. And in every respect, her divine Kunda is described by great sages as similarly dear to him.
Kundam chasya
munivira. Undoubtedly, Radha Kund is very rarely attained even by the great devotees. Therefore, it is even more difficult for ordinary devotees to attain. If one simply bathes once within those holy waters, one's pure love of Krishna is fully aroused. So, we discussed from Upadesha Prakashika, Piyusha Varshini Vritti and Anuvritti.
Yes.
And Nectar of Instruction, HR ho gaya already.
Yes.
So, we will now discuss from
Bhaktirakshak
Sridhar Swami Maharaj's commentary. In general, it has been urged that if one takes bath in Radha Kund, one's devotional qualities can improve. But this must be treated with proper regard and devotion, otherwise an offense will be committed. Our Guru Maharaj advised, matlab Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur, don't dive and try to take advantage of a bath. No. Put a drop or two on your head. He also commented that bathing does not mean to dive into the Radha Kund with this physical body. The soul must take bath there. Physically, you are to honor. Many are seen diving deep into the waters of Radha Kund, sometimes swimming, taking bath there. But our Guru Maharaj did not allow us to do so. We did as he did. He would take some water and put it on his head without touching Radha Kund with his feet. That was his example that we have seen. He did not like anyone diving and taking bath in Radha Kund. Radha Kund is not to be considered as a physical utility. Arey bahut thak gaya main. Chalo Radha Kund mein jaake refresh kiya jayenge. Radha Kund should be revered. Radha Kund is Radharani in the form of liquid. So great respect should be given to that Kunda. Loving regard is very precious. Loving regard. Regard means respect. Loving means there is some familiarity. There should be love, at the same time there should be regard. It is not available anywhere and everywhere. It is not so cheap. It is the highest wealth of our soul that can attract Krishna towards us. Mercy of Radharani. It is not so cheap that you will think, I have got that. I can take bath regardless and I will get so much devotion.
Just taking
bath. Kuch tension nahi hai. Abhi jaake ek baar dubki marunga. और पूरा दिन उन अंदर ही बैठा रहूंगा, बाहर आऊंगा तो एकदम शुद्ध भक्त बन जाऊंगा. इट्स अ यूटिलिटेरियन अप्रोच. ही सेज
गुड इंटेंशन अच्छा रहेगा.
intention and the process also is indicated, na? Take few drops. That is the water in which Radha and Krishna have their loving sports. It is meant to be worshipped. It's not for us to have loving sports there.
That means one should not be take bath in Radha. Because if you have to take bath, then you have to put his foot inside.
We cannot put our foot.
But also they say now with proper respect one can go inside and take bath nicely and
long. Yeah, both are right. But mood is mentioned. Don't venture. First try to understand what is Raga. And when you get Raga, you can play there. You can play freely.
When you get Raga, then you can play in that mood. Assisting Radha Krishna.
Raga, there will be no offense. Huh?
But you must be sure 100% to have correct attitude concerning the divinity of Radha Govinda. Otherwise, you will think it is all mundane. The sahajiyas think that they have already attained that high plane and they are in a position to swim and play in Radha Kund.
Sahajiyas.
But this destroys the real quality of the thing and so they are pests to the Gaudiya Vaishnava society. It is not so cheap. Therefore, the external practice of those higher things has been discouraged by our Guru Maharaj in the strongest terms. Raga Bhakti is far, far above. It is not a very ordinary thing to be sold in the market. We hate those who say that they have Raga Bhakti. They are enemies of the Sampradaya of Mahaprabhu. We hate those who say that they have Raga Bhakti. They are enemies of the Sampradaya of Mahaprabhu. Is Raga so cheap? There are so many signs of an ordinary man. The scent of the beast is in him. And he has attained Raga Bhakti.
Scent of the beast.
He has animalistic qualities and he is claiming that he has Raga Bhakti. How is it possible? You are still troubled with lust, anger, envy, greed, illusion and pride and you are claiming that you have Raga Bhakti. Only to destroy them, the Gaudiya Math has come. To destroy those imitators of Raga Bhakti. Some of Swami Maharaj's disciples have gone to that camp. Prabhupada. Some of our Prabhupada's disciples have gone and joined the Babaji's. Sahajiyas.
Directly right.
RMGP.
I was on my way. Hare Krishna Prabhu came with his family. Sorry, spent some time. He came after his mother passing on.
देखो कौन आए ब्रज गोविंद प्रभु
पर
सम ऑफ स्वामी महाराज डिसाइपल्स हैव गॉन टू दैट कैंप डोंट गो टू दैट कैंप सेट हियर खेती का कैंप में चला गया. They think they will easily attain that which is the highest attainment of the whole theological world. Some of our Prabhupada's disciples
also have
gone to come and join those Babaji's, thinking that they will get something higher. He is criticizing not Prabhupada. He is criticizing some of the followers who have rejected Prabhupada and gone there. These misguided souls have gone against their guru, which means Prabhupada. These misguided souls have gone against their guru as well as the vehement opposition of our Guru Maharaj, Bhakti Siddhanta Sahaja Thakur, who gave a warning against such adulteration. Love for God is not so cheap.
Exactly,
उस टाइम मतलब प्रभुपाद जाने के बाद But Bhaktiraksha Sridhar Maharaj left after Prabhupada only, na? Many years after Prabhupada left, only Bhaktiraksha Sridhar Swami Maharaj left. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, yeah. At least, yeah. I think at least 10 years he was there.
Lilamrit Mein Toh Naam Hai, Prabhupada is meeting him. Prabhupada was inviting him to take charge.
Wo sab sahi hai, but he left at least 10 years after Prabhupada left. I think. 80s,
maybe maximum 90s.
Yeah, maybe early 90s he left this body.
Puri Maharaj and who is in.
Yeah, but I think Bhaktiraksha Sridhar Swami Maharaj was more than 90 when he passed away.
Ah, he was what age? Puri Maharaj kabhi kabhi
and Sridhar Swami Maharaj before Prabhupada.
That's why I'm telling Prabhu, he left at least 10 years after Prabhupada left. He must have left in the 90s or yeah, maybe late 80s or 90s.
So, when Prabhupada left his body, so he had told for the details, you should go and ask them about how my body should be.
That was Narayan Maharaj.
That was in Vrindavan.
He was in Mayapur.
He was
Sridhar Swami Maharaj was in Mayapur.
Prabhupada was in Vrindavan.
Narayan Maharaj to Keshavji Godia Mat, na? Mathura.
Because his guru was
Prabhupada Mayapur told him that you become the president of ISKCON Mayapur, let me preach, and you take charge of ISKCON. He gave you offer to Bhaktiraksha
Sridhar Swami Maharaj.
But he was very much respected in.
He was very dear to Prabhupada. He was very dear to Prabhupada. And Harishwari Prabhu was telling, na? But actually, he told the history and then he spoke. Actually, na Harishwari Prabhu ka or at least 10 din to rakhna chahiye tha.
And he also was quite eager. Tomorrow, am I speaking tomorrow? No, you are not speaking.
So he was such. मतलब एक एक का context बताए ना जबरदस्त था एकदम. So he spoke about the whole context about which if we don't know the context, then we will miss it out. So when Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur left, at that time he told, form a GBC and let the Acharya naturally come out, evolve. So, but Bhaktiraksha Sridhar Maharaj was one of the persons who pushed for select an Acharya.
To Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati?
No, after he left.
So he wanted that. There should be one problem.
Everyone wanted an Acharya.
Who will be?
Who will be? So they chose Ananta Vasudeva Prabhu at that time. He wanted Ananta Vasudeva Prabhu, and another camp was telling Bhakti Vilas Tirtha Maharaj, Kunja Babu, Kunja Vihari Vidya Bhushan. So there were two parties who were pushing. One party said Ananta Vasudeva Prabhu, another because Ananta Vasudeva Prabhu was like Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur's, even he himself said that he was like, what I think only Ananta Vasudeva Prabhu knows, like that, Bhaktisiddhanta said. So, in all good intention only, Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur did say form a GBC and let the Acharya naturally come out. But some people said that, isn't it so clear that the Acharya has naturally come out? Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur himself said. And at the same time, Bhakti Vilas Tirtha Maharaj was also such a well-respected person. He used to make, Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur used to make his sannyasi disciples go and offer obeisances to Kunja Vihari Vidya Bhushan when he was a grihastha.
God brothers.
They are all God brothers. Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur's sannyas disciples used to go and offer obeisances to him. So both they had good intentions only. But unfortunately, it broke down. The two factions fought and whatever happened is history. So Ananta Vasudeva Prabhu, who was supported by Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Swami Maharaj, he didn't live up to a very high standard. Something happened, whatever. So Bhakti Rakshak Siddha Swami Maharaj got his heart broke. So he went and he formed a smut, and
so then
everyone formed their own mutt and they left like that. And then in the 1970s, when everything happened, 1975 or 76, at that time Bhakti Rakshak Siddha Swami Maharaj said, you are that acharya. So matlab uska meaning kya hai? He said, form a GBC and let an acharya naturally come out. And then Bhakti Rakshak Siddha Swami Maharaj said, you are that acharya.
75
or 76 mein
bola. Prabhupada
already responded. So Bhakti Rakshak Siddha Swami Maharaj was like very close to Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur. Like when he was leaving, he was called, Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur called Bhakti Rakshak Siddha Swami Maharaj to sing Sri Rupa Manjari Pad. Someone else was singing. He was like a very Gandharva like singer.
But still
Bhakti Rakshak Siddha Swami Maharaj ko gaane ko nahi aata. So he was called and he sang Sri Rupa Manjari Pada. He was very close. So
and he will get comment that he knows so much things, but he doesn't preach.
Preach.
Drag him to the roads to preach.
So he was actually lamenting some of Prabhupada's disciples went to the Sahajiya camp. The misguided souls have gone against their guru, as well as the vehement opposition of our Guru Maharaj, who gave a warning against such adulteration. Love of God is not so cheap. Mahaprabhu himself says, what does he say?
Premadhanam.
Na prema gandosti darapi me harau krandami saubhagya param prakashitum. Vamshi vilasyanana lokanam vina bibarmiyat prana patanga kanvrita. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continued, my dear friends, I have not the slight tinge of love of Godhead within my heart. When you see me crying in separation, I am just falsely exhibiting a demonstration of my great fortune. Indeed, not seeing the beautiful face of Krishna playing his flute, I continue to live my life like an insect without purpose. If I had true love, I would have given up my life long time back. Therefore, I am just faking. Don't take me seriously. This is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said. So he is quoting this to indicate that the nature of love is such that
So
he says that when you see me crying in separation, I am just faking. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says. I think it comes in Chaitanya Charitamrita. The beauty of prema is such that one who has will never say that I have, and one who says that I have, you can be sure that he does not have.
It's something like humility also.
Yeah, because that is the nature of prema.
So you cannot claim that I am not.
Nay, you cannot claim nahi hai, you will not claim. Because one of the symptoms of bhava is mana shunyata, a very natural spontaneous humility. So naturally he will feel that, oh, actually I don't have it.
You may not see, like Hariswari Prabhu, I mean, they don't have directly about Krishna, but as far as Prabhupada is concerned, you can feel it that, you know, what they have when they talk about Prabhupada.
प्रभु ही टोल्ड 25 इयर्स उन्होंने वो दात को तो अभी चैतन्य कृपा प्रभु वेंट एंड आस्क्ड हिम हाउ डू यू वर्शिप तो एग्जैक्टली शालग्राम शालग्राम को कैसा वर्शिप करते हैं वैसा वर्शिप करते हैं वो सेंटेड ऑयल का मसाज करते हैं और अभिषेक करते हैं
ऐसा तो कहीं नहीं है ऐसा कोई अभी
दैट इज अ सेंटीमेंट
नहीं DT worship ka kisi
that is love
guru guys what he must be feeling now he is worshiping the truth so what must be in his consciousness he must be feeling it as his body na
yeah
so his ball kaise lagega
ha yeah
expansion if you feel it is just one part of a material element is like
yeah
you not have that feeling to apply oil
and
he has been doing massage
खुद किया
है
पच्चीस साल किया उन्होंने उसके बाद उनका बेटी को दे दिया उसको शी वर्शिप्स
I heard like one Rupa disciple has Prabhupada's mana here. Shiving ke bhakti ka baal hai. This Gopinath Prasad who was there. He knows one devotee who has Prabhupada's here.
When 25 years ho gaya, I mean, this was 45 years. No? Abhi parso ho gaya. Other Asbhari ka?
43.
So 25 ke time pe my thajun hai.
Achha.
When all of them had come, you know, Shamsudhar. So there was several meetings. Mostly they would come and speak. It was like an offering everyone gave. But amazing, and they are in now different. So people, some people are a little away. This. So one meeting, they are all sitting, na? They are near the guest house. So I think Shamsudhar started speaking. And he's speaking and he became... I feel Prabhupada is there sitting, you know, he's about to climb down. I saw you brought Prabhupada's presence, I saw. So they are so Prabhupada conscious, na? Itna, they can't talk about anything. And they will not talk about Katha so much that Prabhupada. So that is one love for Prabhupada.
Actually, no, mujhe actually Gauranga Prabhu ko bolne ka tha, Prabhu. Please allow this to continue for another 10 days.
Both say because he is there for another few more days. Abhi bol sakte. This can be postponed. These are our own speakers.
Our people only. They are going to be here only. They can speak any time.
Also because he was having some.
So true. I think it's a good suggestion. I thought, but I thought that already has been fixed. So the plan killed. Or he also is busy. He is going somewhere.
So it was so many days. At least.
Yeah. Mohan Vilas Prabhu's concern was that he. Doctor is telling some, maybe he is getting some strain also out of class. So that we have to check.
Okay,
could be beech mein version, I am forgetting.
And that is so medicine.
So that we need to.
Okay. Na prema gandosti. What to speak of prema proper? I do not even have an infinitesimal scent of real devotion. I can't trace even the remotest scent of divine love in me. There is not a drop of real Raganuga Bhakti within me. That is an infinite ocean. My attempt is a sham. Sham means fake. It is all artificial. Mahaprabhu is blaming himself in such a way.
I mean, this word is not much used actually. Fake is more used.
Sham is used.
Huh?
Yeah.
Sham.
Many times. Yeah, sham.
Facade.
But from the background, Raganuga Bhakti is completely filling him up and capturing him wholesale. क्या आपका दांत है क्या है? वो sweet है. आपका heart है. So when you eat your heart, we must not be overconfident of our previous acquisition. I have acquired so much, I have made so much progress. I must not be satisfied with a certificate of my own making. मैं ही खुद को सर्टिफिकेट दे दिया प्रभु क्या क्लास दिया ना मैंने मजा आया ना मुझे तो मजा आया आपको भी आया होगा
रॉन्ग ना मुझे मजा आया
बट व्हाट इज इन द मटेरियल वर्ल्ड आउटसाइड
अरे सी आज भी बोला ना वन एट वन लेवल इज यू जस्ट एंजॉय द लीला दैट्स That is one. Very, very good metaphor and things.
Yeah. Mahaprabhu himself says, I am taking the holy name and I am showing so many tears in the holy name of Krishna. Why? It is all a false show. My crying is only a show to canvas to others to see what a great devotee I am. We must have so much confidence in ourselves to think that we have become a devotee. In this way, we must be very, very careful. Kotishwapi Mahamune. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami and Narottam Das Thakur were thinking, the whole world is absolved from sin, but I am neglected. I am left as the only exception. I am so low and ill-fated that I am rejected from the most benevolent infinite Leela. I alone am rejected. I could not utilize this great fortune wave.
So this is a sign of love, really.
Humility. Yeah.
Person has real love, he'll speak like
that. He will not. This should be the real tendency of a genuine Vaishnava who has actually come in relation with the infinite. Which means only RMGP falls in that category.
No emotions.
You have no material emotions at all.
I know. You can even peda is hai bro.
Peda hi hai wo. Aapne. This is from Radha Madhav.
Mayapur.
Kanpur.
Kanpur se hai.
Kanpur se aaya hai kya?
Whenever the finite comes in touch with the infinite, his temperament cannot be otherwise. Which means our temperament should be absolutely Krishna conscious. Our temperament should be that I am empty. I did not get anything. I feel emptiness within me. I can't get the goal. My life is frustrated. Neither do I get a drop of grace from the Lord nor the world. That I have left. I have no alternative. Oh Lord, if you don't accept me, then I am undone. Please just make me the servant of the servant of the servant. Give me the remotest connection to you. Don't leave me, my Lord. I can't tolerate this craving for you.
Give me the remotest connection. I say,
Kuch to connection de do aapke saath.
Thoda nazdeek aane.
नजदीक पूछेगा तो देन आप इतना बड़ा आदमी बन गए कि इतना नजदीक दिस हार्ट फेल्ट हार्ट रेंडिंग प्रेयर मस्ट कम फ्रॉम द वैष्णव डिवोटी ऑफ द लॉर्ड इसलिए हार्ट दिया हार्ट फेल्ट अभी पेट में भी चला गया हार्ट एनी चार्म फॉर द आउटसाइड वर्ल्ड इज फुल्ली एलिमिनेटेड फॉर दैट पर्सन From the core of his heart and in the near future, his heart will be filled with the nectar of the grace of Krishna. Audarya and Madhurya. Dekhte hain kya? Radha Kund and Shyam Kund are the representation of two forms, the predominating moiety and the predominated moiety. Moiety means half. The predominating half and the predominated half.
Oh, half is what is half?
Half. Like Chakra, mighty.
Half.
Like better half bolte
hain. Haan. Koi.
Or dhangi bhi hai sir.
Hmm. Moiti. Kya hai?
Moiti. One of two equal parts.
One of two equal parts.
Yes, sir.
Koi.
One of half. Hmm.
Better the half. Predominating moiti is...
Moiti.
Krishna, the predominated mighty is Radharani. And although they are two, there is a channel underground which shows that they are actually both one unit. They are apparently two but actually one. Matlab, Radha Kund aur Shyam Kund ka niche se underground connection hai.
Oh, sir. Connection to pehle se hai na, baad mein humne.
Pehle se hai. Radha Kund Shyam Kund eternal hai. And eternally unko connected
hai. Krishna tells na, take water from my kunda, then Radharani agrees, then the Shyam Kund water goes into the Radha Kund. Past tense.
Okay. When the predominating moiety and the predominated moiety become one, that becomes Mahaprabhu Shri Chaitanya Dev. So Radha Kund, Shyam Kund ka jo connection hai, wo Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In Vrindavan they are divided into two, but there is a connecting link. So what is the connecting link between Shyam Kund and Radha Kund?
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
राधा कृष्ण प्रणय विकृते हृह्लादिनी शक्तिरस्मात् एकात्मानावपि भुवि पुरा देह भेदं गतौ तौ चैतन्याख्यं प्रकटमधुना तद्वयं चैक्यमाप्तं राधा भावद्युति सुवलितं नौमि कृष्ण स्वरूपम्. The loving affairs of Sri Radha and Krishna are transcendental manifestations of the Lord's internal pleasure-giving potency. Although Radha and Krishna are one in their identity, previously they separated themselves. Now these two transcendental identities have again united in the form of Krishna Chaitanya. I bow down to him who has manifested himself with the sentiment and complexion of Srimati Radharani, although he is Krishna himself. Who is Mahaprabhu? Who is Mahaprabhu?
Krishna in mode of Radharani.
Just as Radharani had her most intimate friend Lalita, who knew the real heart of Radharani, so here Lalita's avatar was? Swarup Damodar Goswami. And he fully knew who Mahaprabhu was. He has given this ontological acquaintance of Mahaprabhu. Ontological means original, ontological matlab dekho, source or the root.
Something word.
Ontology. Ontology.
Ontology. A rigorous, exhaustive organization of some knowledge domain that is usually hierarchical and contains all relevant entities and relations. The metaphysical study of the nature of being and existence.
The nature.
Yeah.
What is the nature of his existence? Radha Krishna Pranaya Vakrita Hladini Shakti Rasmat Ekatmana Apibhuvipura Deha Vedam Gatavato Chaitanyakyam Pragata Maduna Tadvayam Cha Aikyam Aptam Radha Bhavat Duti Suvalitam Naomi Krishna Swarupam. He has given this ontological acquaintance of Mahaprabhu. We cannot say whether winter is first or summer, or rainy season, or autumn. है ना? अभी बोलते हैं कि अरे अभी ठंडी का सीजन शुरू हो गया. मतलब अभी शुरू हुआ है क्या? इसके पहले कभी ठंडी था ही नहीं. ये सब साइक्लिक है ना?
From this year first.
हाँ, ये साल का. तो ये साल को भी आपने वैसा डिवाइड किया. मैं, for you January is the first month. What if my month starts with May? Hai na? Phir summer will come first. Huh? Winter will come later.
Our start with the spring season.
Our starts with winter, right? January is winter?
Yeah, English month. English month is January. But what do they call it?
So the point is, this is how this Bhuvipura is described. So Pura means before, Adhuna means now. So Swarup Damodar Goswami is using the word Adhuna indicating now, because in this cycle this is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance in this Bhaumalila. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is eternal. Radha and Krishna are eternal. Okay. So they are eternal but still Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Radha and Krishna combined together in one. So, we cannot say whether winter is first or summer or rainy season or autumn. They are moving in a cyclic order. Similarly, the Leela of Krishna and Mahaprabhu is eternal. In Kali Yuga, he is coming as Mahaprabhu Shri Chaitanya Dev. And in Dwapara Yuga, he is coming as Krishna. But time is an eternal factor in Nitya Leela. Generally, we consider that Satya Yuga is first, then Treta Yuga, then Dwapara Yuga, then Kali Yuga. Again, after Kali Yuga comes Satya Yuga. तो कौन सा पहले आता है कलयुग की सत्ययुग कैसे अभी तो सत्ययुग के पहले कौन
क्या था
कलयुग था ना जो भी है कलयुग ही था ना
कलयुग प्रीवियस चतुर्युग
हाउ डू यू नो
टाइम इज साइक्लिकल
हाँ आई एम स्टार्टिंग माय युग साइकिल स्टार्ट्स विद कली कली सत्य द्वापर त्रेता वैसे भी आई कैन काउंट Again, after Kali Yuga comes Satya Yuga, Treta, Dwapara and Kali in a cyclic order. So, whether Mahaprabhu is first or Krishna is first is unquestionable. It is revolving in a cyclic order. In this verse, Swarup Damodar says that first Radha Govinda are combined and we see that in Dwapara Yuga they are separate for their Leela. Ekatmanav, he says. Api Bhuvipura Deha Vedangato. They were one, they became two, and then they became one. In ancient times, they divided themselves for the purpose of Leela, but they are one, Ekatmanam.
So when we are saying one, that means Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Aisa hai kya? Pehle aise the Lord Chaitanya
Mahaprabhu. Pehle, waisa nahi hai. Wo bhi eternal hai, ye bhi eternal hai. Pehle matlab, Kali Yuga mein.
कलयुग
बाद में मतलब
द्वापर
युग में अभी मतलब ये कलयुग ऐसे समटाइम्स दे आर कंबाइंड फॉर लीला एंड समटाइम्स दे आर सेपरेट फॉर लीला द होल वॉज वन कंबाइंड एज महाप्रभु एंड लेटर वी फाइंड द होल इज सेपरेटेड इन वृंदावन लीला एज राधा गोविंद बोथ वृंदावन लीला एंड नवद्वीप लीला आर इटर्नल In the highest eternal ontological quarter, we find Leela of both types. One is
Gaur Leela,
which is
one
Audarya, and Radha Krishna Leela is Madhurya. In one compound, there is Vrindavan, where we find that Radha Govinda are having their pastimes and they are separate there. In Gaur Leela, we find Radha Govind combined and both of them try to distribute themselves to others. What was previously confined to their own circle, in Gaur Leela we find that rasa is being distributed to others.
How Gaur Leela is Audarya?
Abhi dekho, distributed, matlab distribution, kon distribute karega?
Achha.
Only one who is magnanimous person will distribute, na? Magnanimity means Audarya.
But that is also Madhurya, na?
Abhi, suno. Audarya and Madhurya, two specific characteristics of two Leelas and two Avataris. Two Avataris. Krishna is an Avatari, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is an Avatari. Both of them are Avatari, the source of all Avataras. It is the highest conception of the ontological aspect of the Absolute, but in two phases. Two phases. In one, they are tasting their own sweetness. That's why Madhurya. In one, they are tasting their own sweetness in their own Leela, and in another place, they are trying to distribute that sweetness to other souls. Therefore, this is the difference. Radha Bhavad Dyuti Suvalitam Naomi Krishna Swarupam. The close embrace of the potency and the owner of the potency. The close embrace of the potency, that is Radharani, and the owner of the potency, that is Krishna. So Krishna, who is embraced by Radharani, by her dyuti and her bhava. Radha bhava dyuti suvalitam, covered by Naomi Krishna Swarupam. But this Krishna, the predominating and the predominated tendency is mixed, but an extraordinary ecstatic feeling is there. Krishna is overpowered by the potency and he himself is searching after something. Krishnasya Atmanusandhan. He himself is searching after something. This is the influence of Radharani over Krishna. Krishna is transformed into a devotee and he is searching for himself. This is the influence of Radharani on Krishna.
Koji, in Radha Krishna Lila, it was mentioned that they are tasting. That's why it is Madhuri. But to taste that, Krishna came as a Lord Chaitanya.
Yeah, they are tasting each other. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to taste what Radharani is tasting in him. Okay. So, sweetness is tasting itself and becoming mad, and that sweetness is living, not dead. It is endowed with life. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu is the ultimate source. What is the proof? What is the proof that Mahaprabhu is the ultimate source?
He also showed
Vishwarupa. Atmatrati. He is tasting his own happiness, ecstasy, beauty, and is dancing in madness. Through Kirtan, he is distributing that ecstasy to others. He is tasting himself. And that makes him dance. The absolute truth, the absolute must have this symptom. He must distribute that ecstasy to others and he must taste it himself. And he must have that symptoms of experiencing that taste, which means he must dance like mad. So, Shri Prema Dhama Deva Stotra, this is written by Bhaktirakshak Siddhaswami Maharaj himself. Atma Siddha Savalila Purna Saukya Lakshanam. Sorry. Atma Siddha Savalila Purna Saukya Lakshanam. Swanubhava Matta Nritya Kirtanatma Vandanam. Atma Siddha Savalila Purna Saukya Lakshanam. Swanubhava Matta Nritya Kirtanatma Vandanam. Advayaika Lakshya Purna Tattva Tatparatparam Prema Dama Deva Meva Naumi Gaura Sundaram. Itna sweetta ki so hi hai. He is the source of self-evident perfect bliss that is full of natural loving pastimes. His dancing arises from the intoxication of overflowing spiritual bliss and his chanting of the holy name and fame of the Supreme Lord arises from the attempt to enjoy and distribute that spiritual bliss. These two characteristics are the natural and fundamental substantial symptoms of the perfect absolute principles. Therefore, he is Asamordva. No one can equal or surpass him, for he is the unalloyed supreme truth. Oh, sing with joy the unending glories of my golden Lord Gaurasundar, the beautiful, the divine abode of pure love. Prema Dama Deva Meva Naumi Gaurasundaram. In my Prema Dama Deva Stotra, I have written that he is the ultimate reality. Why? Two things are represented in him. How can you know that he is absolute? Two things are represented in him. One is that he is dancing in ecstatic joy, feeling ecstasy within himself. And secondly, he is distributing that to others. This is Gaurav. He is experiencing it himself and he is distributing it to others. The highest principle of ecstatic energy cannot be such. He is dancing and that dancing explains that inner propensity of ecstatic joy. Satchidananda, in ecstatic joy he is dancing. And Kirtan means distribution of that joy to the environment. It is assertive. Ecstatic joy is assertive. Take it. Like that. That is self-assertion and self-distributed. He is distributing ecstatic joy. That we find in Gauranga.
Self-assertion.
ले लो अभी ले लो असर्टिंग ऑन द हाइएस्ट लेवल ऑफ ऑन्टोलॉजिकल कॉन्सेप्शन देर आर टू फेसेस ऑफ लीला वन कन्फाइंड विद इन हिमसेल्फ and another attracting everyone and distributing everything to one and all. To us, Gaur Leela is more useful because our prospect is there. Radha Krishna are enjoying each other. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is distributing that love. So for us, Gaur Leela is more relevant. Through Mahaprabhu, only can we have entrance into the other aspect of his leela when he gives it. If we approach him, we are sure to have entrance into that leela. Yata yata gaura padara vinde vinde ta bhaktim krita punya rashihi tata tatot sarvati hridya kasmat radha padamboja sudamburasihi. One who is extremely fortunate may get the mercy of Sri Gauranga. As much as we devote ourselves to the lotus feet of Sri Gauranga, to that extent we will automatically be able to taste the nectarine service of the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani in Vrindavan.
First Gauranga, then Radharani, then Krishna.
The more one engages in the service of Lord Gauranga, the more one finds oneself in Vrindavan, tasting the nectar of the service of Sri Radha. This is a stanza by Prabodhananda Saraswati. Yata yata gaura padara vinde vindeta bhaktim krita punya rasi. Those who have great sukriti will invest in Gauranga.
Isliye Maharaj bole na, while taking darshan first Gauranga Prabhu and Radharani and Krishna. Kaise karte na? Bhakti sa.
Prabodhananda Saraswati says that you will automatically find that everything has been offered to the divine feet of Radharani. If you invest in Gauranga, automatically Radharani will get. She will accept us in her confidential service and give us engagement. So she will say, oh, you have good recommendation from Navadvip. Yes, I will immediately appoint you in this service. Radharani will say, oh, RMGP, you have recommendation from Navadvip, so I will immediately appoint you in this service.
Other cow.
He will take care of the personal cow of Radharani. If you invest your money in the Bank of America, it will go there. Similarly, your investment in Navadvip will automatically take you to Vrindavan. It may be unknown to you how the company has carried you there, but automatically you will find that you are in that rasa. Such an arrangement is there. Just like how Radha Kund and Shyam Kund are connected, you cannot know. Underground connection is there. Similarly, if you put your money in Bank of America in India, you can withdraw it from Bank of America in the United States. As much as we are able to connect ourselves with Gaur Leela, automatically we will find that without any trouble we are already there in Krishna Leela in the camp of Radharani. We are blessed. We are carried to the camp of Radharani in Vrindavan.
Isliye sadhaka ko bahut important hai study Gaur Leela CC rather than directly jumping to Vrindavan Leela and high leelas.
Yes.
It is slowly connecting.
Well, you said that is more post-graduation, so Gaur Leela is super after Bhagavatam.
Correct.
In that sense.
But still, Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur said you should read Bhagavatam through Chaitanya Charitam.
Through Chaitanya Charitam.
Commentary by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, Upadeshamrita Bhasha. Shrimati Radhika Krishna Kanta Shiromani Krishna Priya Madhyeta Har Samanahi Dhani. Shrimati Radhika is the most illustrious amongst the dearest gopis of Krishna. Amongst all those who are beloved of Krishna, no one is equal to her in beauty or in good fortune. మునిగణ శాస్త్రే రాధా కుండే రవర్ణానే గంధర్విక తుల్యకుండ కరై గణని. The sages of the sacred scriptures have declared that Radha Kund is in every way non-different from Gandharvika Adhika. Naradadi Priya Vargeye Prema Durlabha Anya Sadake Tetaha Kabona Sulabha. Divine love is difficult to attain even for Narada and other devotees that are very dear to the Lord. Therefore, it is never achieved by other sadhakas. Kintu Radha Kunde Snana Yei Janakare Madhura Rasete Tara Snana Siddhidhare. However, if they bathe in the waters of Radha Kund, they will attain perfection in the mellows of divine conjugal love for Krishna, Madhurya Ras. Aprakrita Bhave Sada Yugala Sevan Radha Pada Padma Labe Sei Harijan. Such servants of Hari will receive the transcendental mood to serve the divine couple on the lotus feet of Shri Radha. Shri Varshabana Vikare Daita Dasere Kundati Re Snana Dibe Nijanakare. When will Shri Varshabhanavi Devi make this servant of her beloved Daitadas her own and allow him to bathe on the banks of Radha Kund? Therefore, what was the name that Bhakti Gaurakishwadas Babaji gave to Bhakti Siddhanta Rakur? Initiation name kya diya? Shri Varshabhanavi Devi Daita Das.
Shri Varshabhanavi Devi Daita Das. Daita means what?
Dear.
Daita Das. So he is the servant of Radharani.
Shri Varshabhanavi Devi
Daita Das. Aisa to nahi dete na hum log. Koi is there any Mataji is get like that name. Mataji is get
now. Even Prabhuji is
get now.
Radhika Prem Das.
Radhika Prem, yeah.
Upadesha Amrita Bhasha Karila Durjan Patakale Harijana Kariha Shodan. This unfortunate soul has composed the Upadesha Amrita Bhasha. O devotees of Lord Hari, kindly purify these verses at the time of reciting them. He is requesting you. Kindly purify these verses while reciting them. At least don't sleep while reciting them. Upadeshamrita dhari rupanuga bhave jivana yapile krishna krupa sei pare. By applying these immortal instructions to one's life and accepting the mood of the followers of Sri Rupa, one can attain the mercy of Krishna. Satya treta dvapareye sakala bhakta krishna kripala biyache grihastha virakta. All the devotees that appeared in Satya Yuga, Treta Yuga and Dwapara Yuga attained the mercy of Krishna and were able to retire from the householder ashram. Bhavi kale vartamane bhakte rasama sakale rapada rajayache dina aaj. Today this fallen soul begs for the dust of the lotus feet of all those devotees that are presently manifest in the Vaishnava community and all those that will appear in the future. Bhakate vinoda prabhu anugaye jan daita dasera tara padanivedan. Daita Das offers his prayers at the feet of all those that have surrendered to his divine master Shri Bhakti Vinod. Dayakari dosha hari bala hari hari upadeshamrita vari shiropari dhari. Showing compassion to others, leaving aside all vices, please chant hari hari
hari hari
and accept the waters of this ambrosial instructions, Sri Upadeshamrita, upon your head.
Hari 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 Hari
Sri Upadeshamrit ki jai, Srila Rupa Goswami Pad ki jai, Srila Radharaman Das Goswami Maharaj ki jai, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur ki jai, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srila Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Swami Maharaj ki jai.
What did he say? Bhakti Vinod Thakur, I offer my prostrate. Today ask, kya bolan? He has written this, no? All the Krishna killing demons and... But it's a very... This book, no? Thoda controversial book hai, kya?
Which book? Controversial, Shri Krishna Samhita.
It's called Krishna Samhita.
Hmm. It is not exactly... He wrote for bridge preaching. ब्रिज प्रीचिंग का बुक है वो
ब्रिज मेटाफोर ना इट्स अ मेटाफोर ही है ना सो नहीं बट व्हाई
नहीं प्रभु
दैट आई ऑफर माय प्रोस्पेक्ट
सो ही सेज टू द ट्रेडिशनलिस्ट तो मतलब आप ट्रेडिशनलिस्ट मतलब जो आचार्यों को कमेंट्रीज के द्वारा एक ग्रंथों को समझने का प्रयास कर रहे हैं आप ऑफेंड हो जाएंगे ये बुक पढ़ के बिकॉज because historical there is a historical perspective na Prabhu Bhaktivinoda Thakur was there when this Rajaram Mohan Roy and Dayananda Saraswati they were actually bewildered and disillusioned with the
social
with this whole Vedic presentation so they said it can't be literal so they were So, in order to attract them to the proper teachings, he used Krishna Samhita as the bridge to connect them. Yes, yes, वो सही है, उसका metaphorically भी आप understand कर सकते हैं ऐसा. पर उसमें नहीं है माँ, but Demons of Vrindavan is a separate thing. Even when Acharyas write metaphors ना प्रभु, it is revealed by Krishna within their heart.
It has to be there.
प्रॉब्लम सो अभी Shastra should be understood in literal sense or metaphorical sense. What is your understanding?
Literal.
What is your understanding?
Shastra literal.
What is your understanding?
For me, metaphorical really inspires me. You see, now
actually,
it is given by Acharya.
That is the point. Literal or metaphorical, Shastras can be understood in any way. But the Acharyas have to show whether this has to be taken literal or metaphorical. Anything, आप नहीं बोल सकते हैं कि वो लिटरल है या मेटाफॉरिकल है जिन जिन लोगों को कृष्ण का स्फूर्ति है वो रिवील कर सकते हैं दिस इज व्हाट प्रभुपाद हैज रिटन इज नॉट हिज इंटरप्रिटेशन द ऑर्डिनरी पीपल दे इंटरप्रेट शास्त्रस आचार्यस डोंट इंटरप्रेट शास्त्रस फॉर आचार्यस इट इज अ रेवलेशन बाय कृष्ण लीला स्फूर्ति कृष्णा रोड कृष्णा रोड
उतना व्हाट इज मोर इंस्पायरिंग इजंट इट दैट शी रिप्रेजेंट्स
फॉल्स गुरु शुड हैव
दैट इज मोर इंस्पायरिंग ना टू
हियर सही है प्रभु
दैट इज करेक्ट ना टोल्ड बाय भक्ति विनोद ठाकुर
दैट इज हां
दैट इज ओवर आई रसा अभी सुनने के लिए ऐसा डीमन 80 माइल किलोमीटर ऐसा वो भी है एक्साइटमेंट है हां दोनों फॉर कृष्णा कैन डू एनीथिंग हां चार गिर गया वो गया But then, sheer presence falls. See, how cautious you are. How serious you are.
Correct. But the point, Prabhu, but the point is, Krishna Leela or any part of the scripture, that is one way in which it helps. But that is not the only way.
No, there may be
others. Just hearing.
Yeah, I said that is more inspiring to know that what is Dhenuka's sur. What is? I mean, like Ajay's Sakata sur ke baare mein. I liked it what he said about laziness and laziness is from where all bad habits evolves. And laziness ka, dekho unhone bataya na. Laziness ka means you going into a inanimate type of a consciousness. You know, ekdam dead. Laziness is that na. So humans, we humans, if we are lazy. See, that's a big obstacle.
I understand, but the point is, bro, the point is, it is not Bhaktivinoda Thakur's interpretation. it is Bhaktivinoda Thakur's revelation. So therefore, if you say, oh, literal and metaphorical, anything in between, the Shastras can be understood in that way. But by whom? Can ordinary people interpret, oh, isko metaphorically bhi understand kar sakte hai na? Bhaktivinoda Thakur ne kiya, Prabhupada ne kiya, metaphorical understanding. So, hum bhi kar sakte hai kya?
There will be a tendency, kyun na? When you, like, abhi, you, he's a 20, I mean 24 gurus, right?
Mm.
In Bhagavatam, he says, you see and you derive. Now, someone may see something and he also think, when I get this instruction from, what you dekhta hai?
Uddhava is lamenting that Krishna, after you go, who will guide me? So Krishna says, Uddhava, you can trust, you can accept your intelligence as your guru. Then he says, Loka Tattva Vichakshana, self-realized people can accept their intelligence as their guru, he says. He says, Loka Tattva Vichakshana, he says. And then he gives the example of the Avadhut Brahmana. So the Avadhut Brahmana, he did not accept that those 24 things as his guru. He accepted his intelligence as his guru. So, therefore, whatever he saw, it reflected, it acted as a reflecting surface for whatever he had learnt and realized from his living guru. Not that the Avadhut Brahma did not have a living guru. So he did have a living guru, he accepted instructions from him, became self-realized, then from that self-realized perspective, whatever he saw reminded him of his realization.
So that's why my question is, there will be a tendency that we also will start interpreting things around what
that
and
is
we can give it as an example and people will get very inspired. So my question is, is it allowed?
Not allowed.
See, the freedom is there, but to speak out in public, suppose, for example, now, whatever profession you are from, whatever background you are, there is a natural tendency for you to observe in that, ki mai isme aisa dekha, ki mai, this is my, you know, jab a machine mein aisa hota hai, so this represents this. Ek rational mind aisa. So is it bona fide? That's what.
See, Prabhu, there are two things. You can use your analogy, but you cannot create principles.
So when you hear, usually you are not breaking any principles. You are giving Barabbas perfect form of an extraterrestrial.
You cannot give your explanations. You cannot give your own explanations.
No.
You have to give the explanations that the Acharyas have given. But you can use an example that reflects that explanation. That much is fine. But you cannot give your own explanation. That explanation the Acharyas have to give.
These principles are already told by Acharyas. We can explain that principle with what you told, example, background.
Yeah.
You can use your example.
Your mind, when you see
that you can relate and explain.
See, we cannot say the Jiva, Mother Sita represents the Jivatma and Maricha represents the mind. So, if Acharyas have told, we can say that.
So, this Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, but the Yashoda, we are the Yashoda, we are carrying Krishna, and when the storm comes,
that is Chaitanya Charan Prabhu.
See, what I want to say is, there will be a lot of these type of things can happen. So, my question was that, which is very natural, you start seeing, you have not caused any deviation in that. You have given a perfect.
Prabhu, you have not. Krishna principle mein deviation nahi hai, but process mein deviation ho gaya na. It is giving you license to interpret, na Prabhu. That is the problem. So the principles that he is presenting is right, but
it's
the process.
It's a safe. No? That if your principle is protected, what? Some creativity is there. No,
creativity is there, Prabhu. But this is not the zone where we can use our creativity. I mean, that's my opinion.
This is a zone where you're not.
I mean, this is little, in my opinion, little bit overstepped.
No, this is Divamrut Prabhu, he had come out in the early days, you know, when he was Brahmachari, he had given us assignment to get all the analogies, you know, it's all analogies, everyone is to do the analogy. So that time, because to get analogy also, because these things are already documented analogies. So he said that we should discourage that. Because we should go for things which are already there.
Yeah, correct.
The old rich lady with that golden cage and parrot. Very appealing, right? It's not very lazy. Like, hey, Navi, Abhi, you may also see something and you should derive.
That is the problem, bro. Because Krishna says, if you are self-realized, whatever you see, everyone's
intelligence can create some
understanding and explanation, but that understanding will be at the level of your own progress. So one who is self-realized, when he sees, like when Maharaj saw the hawk picking up
the
fish.
So many things he spoke.
So Maharaj saw the hawk picking up the fish.
So he said
he came up with कितने टाइम हमने फिश को देखा, हॉक को देखा, वो सब देखा, पर हमको ऐसा रिफ्लेक्शन आता है कि कभी
नहीं आता है, लेकिन वो सुनने के बाद थोड़ा ऐसा किधर देखेगा तो यू विल स्टार्ट इंटरप्रेटिंग. देख, एसेंस इज सेम. अभी क्या था हॉक का, इफ यू आर द सुपरफिशियल लेवल, हॉक कैन कम एंड टक करके उड़ा सकता है. इफ यू आर क्वाइट डीप इनसाइड,
नहीं ठीक है, नहीं उतना तक ठीक है, पर शास्त्रों को वैसे आप इंटरप्रेट नहीं कर सकते. अभी
शास्त्र से डायरेक्ट
दैट इज
टेंडेंसी फॉर ब्रिंगिंग आउट दिस टाइप ऑफ यू. एक एक आस आता है, तो आई जस्ट वांटेड टू सी वेदर दैट इज बिकॉज सम थॉट्स आइडियाज है. कुछ देखा, कुछ स्काई में देखा, कुछ वाटर में देखा, कुछ
दैट इज ओके ना.
या बट
जैसे देखते हैं जंगल, जंगल में जंगल अकेला है, टाइगर उसको अटैक कर दिया. सी इफ यू आर नॉट इन द एसोसिएशन, then Maya will attack you and she will take you.
ठीक है, that is fine. ना, that is okay.
That is okay.
That is fine. You are not interpreting scriptures, na. You are whatever you have understood from scriptures, you are trying to
explain.
See practical examples. Yeah.
That is okay.
That is fine.
But when you are directly